Good morning. Thank you for having me.
What is your take and what do you make of the demand by the EFF that the Chinese and Russian vaccines be approved immediately in South Africa, just like that?
No, I think that's just plain absurd. Look, we're a constitutional democracy and everyone has a right to freedom of expression and freedom of association and so on. But to subject a regulatory body, which is a creature of statute, to threat like this is completely beyond the pale. Mm-hmm. We cannot undermine or compromise the functioning of a body like SAHPRA because, you know, every medicine everyone consumes, they do so with confidence, knowing that it's safe and efficacious because it has been declared so by this regulatory body. Mm-hmm. To get them to alter their regulatory remit under threat threatens the entire medicine, vaccine value chain. It's just inappropriate.
Now, they're going to march today. I don't know if they heard the message, but SAHPRA says that the applications for the Chinese-manufactured CoronaVac as well as the Russian Sputnik vaccines are currently under review. So tell us about that process, Doctor, of registering and approving a vaccine in South Africa.
All right. So like with any other medicine, these things have to be tested, and reviewed independently in this jurisdiction. It may already have the vaccine may already have registration in others, but under the law here, it has to go through certain rigorous assessment, and that is what SAHPRA does. So this is an ongoing process. It's not a new process. We've already registered three vaccines, the AstraZeneca, the J&J, and the Pfizer vaccine. These are registered through the declaration of their research results, which are reviewed again, as I said, independently by SAHPRA. And the item is determined to be safe and efficacious, and then it will get approval.
How long does that process take, though, Doctor?
Sorry, so what's the problem here is that Sputnik and the Sinovac vaccine have been, there has been an application for registration, and these are under review. The problem is that these applications are not from the manufacturers themselves and through, in fact, other parties. And it's very often the case that these parties do not always have the necessary information, and it takes much longer. The second thing is that the vaccine, all the vaccines, must be determined to be effective against the variants circulating in the country. Mm. And that's what SAHPRA the information SAHPRA needs, and it doesn't yet have. However, the applications are in, so I don't understand why there's a need to pressurize SAHPRA into a premature registration of a vaccine, when the information is in, the vaccine can be determined to be safe and effective in our setting.
Just again, Doctor, how long does that process normally take in order to get it registered and approved?
You know, it really depends on whether the information is available. And look, the other vaccines are all registered under emergency use authorization. That's the term used for rapid registration in the cases of emergencies like during the pandemic. These vaccines, the Chinese and the Russian one, will undergo exactly the same process. And it's really impossible to say that it will take a week or 2 weeks. It really depends on what the information is, when it's available, and how quickly it is evaluated.
So if all the information is available, they can get an outcome. So more than 90 countries, though, are using the COVID shots from China. And some experts say, I beg your pardon, they've seen a surge in infections in those places where the Chinese vaccines have been used. Does this perhaps mean that these vaccines are not effective?
Not necessarily, but yes, we have heard reports from various countries about less than satisfactory efficacy for these vaccines. It may not be the case here, which is why the data surrounding the research and the evaluation of the vaccine is so important. You cannot simply equate one environment to the other. However, the Chinese vaccines we know that are being used around the world have been evaluated in different jurisdictions and have been found to be less effective in certain of those jurisdictions. And, of course, there's a necessity, therefore, to assess their efficacy here. So it's always on the radar whether a particular medicine or vaccine is effective. And that's why you have a SAHPRA, to determine whether in this environment it will exhibit the same characteristics.
Is there perhaps some political agenda here in relation to why the EFF want these Chinese and Russian shots to be administered in South Africa?
Well, one can't really say. I certainly can't. But, you know, it's not beyond possibilities that that's the case. These vaccines, you know, will have huge costs tied to them. There may be parties interested in that commercial gain, the sale of those vaccines, etc. And it's not, you know, out of the question that they will have some, they may have some political interests. But of course, you know, for all rational people, political and commercial interests cannot determine whether a medicine need be registered. It just simply cannot. So this you know, political protest against SAHPRA is really meaningless and only in the interest of the party doing the protests. That's all.
So lastly, Doctor, what is your view of our rollout program here in South Africa, and how concerning is it that not much of the South African population has been vaccinated as yet?
Yes, this is a real problem now. We didn't have any kind of vaccination program until the beginning of the year. And only when there was a huge outcry did our vaccination program take off. But in the last 6 months, we've vaccinated just, I think, around 2 million people. In several of our neighboring countries, they're way ahead of us. In developed countries like the United States and others, millions of shots are given every day. We are, unfortunately, because of our tardy response at the back of the vaccine acquisition queue, the government is the only party that is able to bring in vaccines, and they have been proved to be less than effective at doing that. What it does require is to utilize all of South Africa's international reach through its business fora, etc., to scour the globe, acquire vaccine, and bring it into the national pool as rapidly as possible. We are laggards here. This third wave need not have been as severe as it is had we done the necessary vaccination in the few months preceding it. It's really interesting because before the second wave also began, we had exactly this conversation that we need vaccines in to be able to attenuate it, and nothing was done. The health system has not been prepared adequately, as we can see here in Gauteng, and this is completely unacceptable. But it is what it is, and South Africans must protect themselves wherever they are, get us through this third phase, and hope against hope that we get insufficient amounts of vaccine to prevent a fourth wave.
Yes.
We cannot sustain that.
Dr. Aslam Adasu, I thank you so much for your time. That-